New Orleans-based songwriter Julie O'Dell has been writing music for most of her life, many times accompanied by just a piano or a guitar. Today, we'll be diving into her musical history, as well as the exciting new sounds and projects that she has on the horizon. Hey, how's it going today, Julie?
It's going really good.
So, you have been playing music for a long time.
Yeah.
Writing songs on your own, and I'm wondering, what kind of made you want to start writing songs? What was kind of the initial inclination?
When I was in elementary school, my sister was playing piano, and she was just playing the song over and over, and it turns out that she had written it, and I just didn't know you could do that. I didn't know you could, like, make your own songs, and so she kind of, like, opened that door for me, and started trying to do it on my own after that.
I had gotten to see you when I was much younger in high school, playing at shows all around kind of the Baton Rouge, New Orleans, and Ruston area, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
What was that experience being like a young musician and like having people your own age kind of following you?
It was kind of crazy. I mean, like the scene at that time was the kind of like hardcore scene. And so I was always opening up for these like thrashy, you know, emo, screamo bands with like my piano folky songs. And so it was, you know, interesting seeing people like sit down on the floor crying and then they get up and like mosh pit after my set. And then when I was 16, I was driving over to New Orleans to play at bars and like I'd have to wait outside until it was my turn to play and then I could play.
Because they wouldn't let you in.
Yeah. It's a lot of sitting on sidewalks and waiting.
I get that. Your types of songs that you're writing, the styles have gotten more intricate as you've gotten older, as you've gotten more experience with this. If you could go back to that 16-year-old girl who was writing these songs, what advice would you give her as far as like on songwriting and on musicianship?
I think, well, the first thing that comes to my head is just, like, don't take yourself so seriously and, you know, maybe try to have a little more fun. But I guess it was, you know, my angsty teenage years that was, like, my only outlet to, you know, not lose my mind. So, maybe just try to have a little more fun with things. Because nowadays I have a band and been definitely focusing on having more fun, and it's just like opened so many more doors.
I've been listening to a couple of the new songs you released last year that you have out on Bandcamp, Cardinal Feather in particular. I was wondering what went into making that song and like how you, a lot of it involves a lot of tempo changes and a lot of mood swings.
Mm-hmm.
How did you go about like making the structure for that song?
It's funny you say mood swing because that song was kind of a result of a big panic attack I had.
Oh, wow.
I guess just the chaos. I've kind of always had panic attacks since I was a kid. And so that whole, you know, going from being totally okay and walking down the sidewalk to all of a sudden, like, lights are flashing and, you know, can't make sense of anything and trying to, you know, control that. That's basically what that song came from. The way it goes from driving and overpowering to kind of like a funky groove, that was the juxtaposition that I was in at that moment.
I never had a cardinal feather until I told you.
That was New Orleans-based songwriter Julie O'Dell. Julie, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
For Nola V and in New Orleans, I'm David Benedetto.